Hello, this is Nefertari with another Nefcast on the BlowTopSecret.com member podcast network. I hope everyone had a good weekend. Speaking of weekends, as I'm sure most of you know, this weekend was the Christian holiday Easter. I don't see how anybody could not know this. I mean, the store shelves have been stuffed with chocolate bunnies and candy-filled eggs for the last month and a half or so. Which brings me to the question, what do any of those things have to do with the purpose of Easter? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but from my early years of brainwashing, I was led to believe that Jesus Christ rising from the dead was the purpose of this holiday. I don't remember any magical bunny rabbits delivering candy to all the apostles on the morning of the resurrection, but perhaps I missed something in the story, or maybe something was lost in translation. Personally, I think the whole Easter bunny thing was created as a marketing ploy, but I'm sure we've all figured that out by now. But on to the subject of today's podcast, which is dealing with Christian friends and family on various Christian holidays when you're not a Christian. I'm sure those of you that have been in this situation know what I'm referring to. It can be somewhat difficult. It can be very difficult most of the time. There's always those people that feel it necessary to save your immortal soul because you don't believe as they do. I don't have any alternate belief to replace Christianity, so I have no religious reason to not spend time with my family and friends on these Christian holidays. Because we all know that if you don't show up, it makes you a complete jerk, and it gets worse, all the things that they tend to say about you, from one incorrect perception to another, snowballing into extremes. So, the easiest thing to do is to go to the gatherings, be nice, spend time with people, and try to deal with it as best you can, hoping that the uncomfortable factor will be as minimal as possible. But there's always the fanatical family member that feels it necessary to put you on the spot and try to re-brainwash you and convert you right there in front of everyone. And then if you don't make any progress in conversion, they bring in other people to the conversation. This is what I call the pressure tactic. It's the second step in their plan, the first of which is the public. If that doesn't work, they step it up another notch to the fear tactic. And finally, they resort to bribery in the end. Now, all of this is rather annoying, and usually, really, only mildly annoying overall. I mean, the worst that can get is, the worst it does get is when they try to convert your kids. They have this incredible desire to not only make you believe as they do, but they have to make your kids believe as they do. And I've tried repeatedly with my family, and most especially my mother, to explain to her my feelings on my children's spirituality, that I don't want them being brainwashed. I have tried numerous times to explain this to her, that I don't want her trying to influence them. And she basically pretty much ignores me. Every chance she gets, whenever she sees them, she either brings them Bible stories or something of that sort, biblical coloring books, all sorts of things like that. And, the Sunday school song CD that she wanted my daughters to have, and they absolutely hate it.